Hey guys, I'm DW. I won 3 majors in CSGO, and this is Thorin's YouTube channel.
Esports bet, first time deposit, 50% up to 100 USD tokens. That's crypto. Anyway, Esports bet, the industry's leading crypto odds matrix in it, bruh. Obviously, it didn't go too well in the old pick'ems, did it? We should have a quick look, shall we? Spoiler, won't be getting a good coin, will I? Just be stuck on old silver. Because, let's have a look here. So, 0-3. I mean, I told you, it was definitely going to be Into the Breach. By the way, if you go check the odds, everyone in the universe picked Into the Breach, or Gamer Legion, or something. A bunch of teams. Spoiler, it wasn't. So, that didn't work out. They actually got through the playoffs, didn't they? In one of the greatest shocks of all time. Then I had Furia. Kayserra, oh, surely they're going to do something, right? It's a major. No, of course, they went 0-3. They absolutely just did nothing. And so, absolute embarrassment. Then you go, well, I've got to get 5 out of the 7, haven't I? Now, I was a team that could believe her. I even told you, I think they can be really good and they get it all together. They got the potential. They did. That was great. Likewise, Heroic, one of the best teams in the world. Got that one, didn't I? Vitality, just in great form at the moment. Got that one. Some people don't believe in FaZe, but I thought they could run it back. Remember, they weren't even supposed to be at the major, but they had that extra bracket thing in the RMR. But they're just such a quality team. The problem is, then I only needed one out of G2, Na'Vi, and Ents. Now, spoiler, guys. G2 and Ents should have been a lock. Like, G2 is one of the top 2 or 3 teams in the whole world. Really hard to beat in best of 3. Then you have Na'Vi, who's just got like simple, greatest player of all time, one of his worst majors ever, and they almost made it still, by the way. They were at series point to make the playoffs, but then it wouldn't, FaZe wouldn't have made it. And then Ents, just being a really strong up-and-coming team, like looked awesome at one point in time. So this one, I don't even feel bad about feeling this one, mate. Like I saw online, the majority of people picked like the first 5 or 6 that I have here. So, by the way, bear in mind, pretty much no one got the 3-0 and the 0-3, except people who did some crazy, like, Heroic 3-0, I guess, or Vitality. Loads of people failed this coin. I mean, the joke is, at this point, if you actually get the diamond coin, you're either drunk or you're just objectively an idiot. Like, you just don't know anything about Counter-Strike, do you? Like, but anyway, whatever. The point is, we're salty. We're not getting the coin. Then again, I actually think the Antwerp, the Rio, and this coin are the easily worst coins because there's just random luck elements. I mean, we'll get into it in another video on that one. So, okay, I'm here now to do the Champions stage, right, to show you who I think's making it through. And what we're going to do is I've done the whole vetoes. I've tried to really think it through. I'm going to give you who I actually think is going to win, who will win the matches. I'll also give you who, like, is probably the betting favourite and stuff if you get to that point. So here we are in game. Obviously, the downside is because of FaZe making that crazy comeback with the worst seed ever from 0-2 and not even being in. So they have to play Heroic. Now, that's really bad for Heroic, by the way. It's one of the few teams that, like, in terms of talent, history, how they match up, like, essentially, Heroic can sometimes choke. FaZe Clan's really clutch. They can just match up really well. And spoiler, everyone going, oh, they're just lucky, FaZe Clan, they're lucky. And you can't get lucky that many times. This is just who this team is. Carrigan makes late game calls. Rupps wins amazing clutches. Twist gets the odd highlight kill out of nowhere. Rain has just a map or two where he steps up. You have some players great on CT side. Obviously, Brokey just wins clutches. He's open for fun at this point in time. So that's a great matchup already. It's one of the first ones. Monty, you had no real idea they'd be here. Yeah, they've been a terror online, but what they're going to do on LAN? Turns out that Boros guy is absolutely unbelievable as a rookie. I mean, SDY's overperforming. War02K even has some good performances. Interesting team, right? Gamer Legion, I don't know how they've even got to this point in time. It's just like an all right team. Like, it's very cohesive. Doesn't seem to me like they really have the players or the map pool to make it. You'll see in a minute when I talk about it, but I don't know how they've got to this point. What a crazy miracle run. Liquid, like I said, the just fundamentals of the team are just too good. And they actually look right now like they're peaking to be a dark horse. Like, let's be real. They probably are. I mean, just from these names, they're the fourth most likely to win the major. But there's a world where obviously, I mean, one of them's going to go out. They're going to be top 3 of that once they're in the semis. And then who knows what happens against Vitality if they have a great game. Apex, obviously they're not supposed to be here, but people like Jacob and Sticko could be on better teams. Nork just got displaced by Device. The JL guy, people knew he had, could frag. They're actually probably an underrated team, even though I don't expect them doing that much after the major. Vitality actually is looking incredible right now. they now look like sort of G2 did at the end of last year, beginning of this year, where they've just got map streaks. All the maps look awesome. The style looks good. They frag out. And then Into the Breach is probably the craziest upset of all time to ever make it. If you go back and check the stats and who they're playing, still doesn't make sense that they beat some of those big names. Still doesn't make sense that Cypher's raw T-side fragging could get you that many rounds. It's Crucial by the end even cooled off in terms of the stats. Some of the others are just nobodies. It's just bonkers. This is one of the craziest of all time for them to be here. They aren't even good online. Like, I actually expect after this tournament they'll disappear and never do anything again, if not have some of their players. Maybe Cypher goes to a better team, maybe you have that, maybe he could go to a tier one team. So you look at the bracket, right, there's a killer match here that could be the final, but then you've got two teams down here, but they play in the quarters against lesser opponents. So you're expecting that essentially there's going to be like, whoever wins this gets an easier semi, although it might be money and they might frag out, who knows, inexperienced. Liquid and Vitality got to take care of business, then they play in a semi. So, very good chance, 3 out of 4, really good teams, assuming Liquid play as well, in the semis of the major. And then, of course, we get to the final. There's a very good chance it could be Heroic or FaZe against Vitality, maybe Liquid as an upset. So, actually, the playoffs, the semis and the final could save this tournament, because Rio was shit, Antwerp was bad in the Swiss. This actually is a chance for, like, it had a couple of good games in the Swiss that were good. A lot of the bad teams were winning, unfortunately, especially the BO1s and big teams didn't make it. But the semis and especially the final could save this event. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through all of these particular games and I'm going to get through what I think can happen. I've done the vetoes. I've got it all for you here, lads. So we'll start with the first one. We'll start with Heroic versus FaZe. So when we have Heroic here, they are the number one team in the world. Right now, at the beginning of any tournament, you should bet on them to make the final or the semi-final. They're the most hands down to do it. But will they win the tournament? I think only if certain teams get eliminated. Now, an interesting detail is, teams that can beat Heroic, this is ridiculous. Sure, G2 was one of them. But I'd also say Vitality, obviously that happened at Rio. Team Liquid, I think, can even outfrag them. And FaZe Clan, just historically, I think the experience, I think the interesting matchup, I think the clutch factor. Aside from that, in theory, no one can. And even then, on paper, they should beat everyone except maybe Vitality. But even then, no one knows how Zywoo will do in a semi-final or a final. Will Spinks do in a final? Will this team hold up? They haven't exactly been the most clutch team themselves. So yeah, on paper, Heroic's the favourite. I'm personally siding with FaZe Clan for fundamentals and clutch factor. And I just think there's a bunch of interesting details, even though they're certainly not in their strongest form. So when Heroic plays FaZe Clan, we actually have quite an interesting scenario here. Because for Heroic, the map pool's always in good condition, but they've shifted it over. They're not that team that plays the nuke all the time or eps into the Vertigo as much. Now they're the team that picks Inferno. They're the team that'll play whatever they want in the map pool, a bit of overpass, a bit of mirage, maybe I'd chuck in the odd, you know, nuke if I need to. So they can go anywhere they want to. The problem is, at the moment, they always ban Anubis. Now, FaZe Clan, in theory, I didn't think it was that good on Anubis. They weren't even good on that decider against Na'Vi until it got going late. And quite frankly, because their Inferno fell apart against In the Breach and they don't seem to like it much, I actually get the vibe that actually FaZe Clan's sort of feeling the Anubis is like they're getting a sense for how to play on it and what the dynamic is, and they might even opt into it or let it be picked. So we could have a very interesting veto. And if you know historically, not only did Heroic like to mess around with the vetoes, but quite frankly, Carrigan is legendary for what he does in the vetoes. So I actually think we could have, there's a bunch of straightforward ones, but there's also a lot of angles. I'm assuming from looking at the Rio playoffs, by the way, that the higher seed bans second, because that seemed to be how it worked there. So I'm going to say that FaZe Clan bans first, then Heroic goes second. So I'm going to say, actually, that FaZe bans Ancient, because that's just a map that right now is a very strong map for the guys from Heroic. They've beaten Na'Vi and Team Liquid on that map. And also, it's just a map that, quite frankly, the guys from FaZe just don't want to play. This is one of the maps they want out of the equation, isn't it? I think you actually float Vertigo, even though that's a map that they ban quite a lot, because I don't think actually that the guys from Heroic will pick it, especially because they recently lost a close game to Vitality on it. Like, will they really pick into Vertigo? I don't know that I believe that. And I also think because they're not that clutch a team, I think that would be a mistake to do. I don't think the Punish pick is the right place to do it right now against a legendary squad like FaZe with a super strong caller. So I personally think Carrigan will gamble it. And he will float Vertigo. Then you get the Heroic, obviously the Anubis ban, sort of the banning, probably even better that get FaZe off at that point. Then I think FaZe will pick Overpass, just seems to be a map that's getting stronger and stronger and stronger for them. They're getting the big wins on it. I know they lost to Na'Vi, but whatever, it seems like they're feeling it and there's not going to be any scenario here, surely, where you're going to do like an Inferno pick. So I think if you go ahead and you pick Overpass, I actually think Heroic will pick Inferno for you. I know it hasn't looked great on CT side for FaZe, so they might be a bit scared. I think that mixed with the fact that there's a fantastic win rate for, and they've beaten FaZe on it from Heroic, I think that's just the map that you pick if you're Heroic. So you get, you're getting Overpass and Inferno. Then I think FaZe will ban Vertigo at that point in time. Then it's between Nuke and Mirage for the decider. I think if you are the guys from Heroic, just not as much of a Nuke team at the moment, and it classically was a great FaZe map. So I actually think you get that out of the way and you just agree to play a Mirage decider, basically. I think that's a team you both like to call on that one. Edgy map. I think it actually suits the style and the fragging style of Heroic. I think that's a good veto. And if the veto is Overpass, Inferno, Mirage, then yeah, you know what? There's a very good chances for Heroic, but I'm not going off that as to why Heroic will win or lose. I actually think the problem you have if you're Heroic is Staun is not as good a player when it's in the big playoff matches, even though he's your best player overall. Yabby's pretty good, but he's not going to go supernova. He just stays at that good fragging level and gets some clutches. You have Shush is a solid, like, sort of supportive element, maybe a little bit worse in, like, a big stage game. Tessess is just solid. And then Cadian is a bit worse in big matches, and it's just the primary op. He's not as good as a Brokey. He's not as good as a Vitality. I debate if he's even actually truly better than OCs, maybe on a similar level, I think, overall. So for me, I actually think in this scenario, the fragging, even though it can be inconsistent, can absolutely, especially in big pressure matches, favour FaZe. Like, you have Rops, who's a monster and gets really good in playoff games. Brokey is a beast right now, back on his bullshit, and he gets better in big games. Twists is solid, maybe a little bit worse in the big pressure game. Rain, solid, is better in playoff games and big matches and majors. And then Carrigan just does what Carrigan does all the time, right? So I actually am going to say, for a bunch of analytical reasons, I think actually FaZe is going to pull it off. And they are going to pull off and break the hearts of Heroic. And everyone's going to cry about the format and the fact Heroic 3-0 and they end up getting FaZe Clan. I'm going to say the upset happens, even though I'm going to imagine the betting favourite will be Heroic. So I'm probably even going to do bets on FaZe myself. Then we're going to go to the second matchup. Monty, who've been fragging out against Gamer Legion, who actually seems like sort of a real team, but just not one with good players. If you know me, my natural predilection in Counter-Strike will be for fraggers, especially big fraggers, especially star fraggers, and Boros is better than anyone in Game Legion. He might be like 1.5 times the better players. I've heard he has some sort of maturity issues. Still, doesn't really matter. SDY's got his roles. He's not like a star player, but he's certainly a solid player and was always a decent player on Spirit back in the day, I always thought. I'm favouring Monty, but if you go look at the veto, this is where maybe it gets interesting, right? Because Game Legion is a team that does not play Anubis and permas it whenever available. Now, the reason that's significant is that's actually perfect to play against Monty, because Monty is a team that does the same veto every time. They veto Inferno, which isn't even like the craziest map for Gamer Legion, and they always pick Anubis. Well, you never get an Anubis if you're Monty here. So there's like a little bit against you, and there's another chance for Gamer Legion. So I think what happens in this scenario is Gamer Legion bans Anubis. Monty bans Inferno. I think those both make sense. Gamer Legion picks Overpass because they just always pick Overpass. It's quite frankly been their best map, it seems like. They'll have a chance on that against Monty. It's one of the weaker Monty maps. They even lost to Heroic at this tournament, even though it was close. The problem is fragging can make up for it even on that map. Sure, stylistically, you're going to have to call a great game. If sure we can call a great game, it's certainly possible. I don't necessarily know I believe in the IGL side because we've been switching it in Monty. I think it's mainly Fragger that's going to get you there. So there's a map that you have a crack at least, and there's no Anubis waiting for you around the corner to upset you and make it really hard. So then for Monty's side, I actually think they will pick Nuke because, I mean, Anubis is the go-to. After that, Nuke's a pretty strong map. They beat Na'Vi on it. It's only teams like Vitality that really beaten them. So I actually think that's the obvious one. I think also, by the way, you logically should win that. It's another map they haven't played, the Gamer Legion guys at the Major. You know they've only played 5 maps at this Major, Gamer Legion. It's ridiculous. So I just think at that point you pick Nuke. I think Gamer Legion then bans Mirage. It's just one that's just sort of strong for the guys from Monty. It's a fragging map. You got to get out of there. Which leaves Vertigo and Ancient. And I'm going to say that Monty bans Vertigo. And we end up on an Ancient decider, which is actually, it's a fairly good map for both teams, I think. Although, stylistically, I think the team element of Gamer Legion should work there, but the problem is the raw fragging power of Monty. I think Monty's going to win from fragging. That's the thing. Even though the veto out of a bunch of the teams that could play them, lesser teams, I think actually this is one of the harder ones for Monty overall. So I'll say that Monty's going to win this one. I think it's certainly possible. For Monty, Boros is just carrying. He's just some sort of entry slash second entry guard. DemQQ and SDY do their work on CT side. Warrant 2K is a bit whatever, but he can hit some nice AWP shots now and then. Krasnall, again, not really a big fan. Don't really know what the deal is there. So it's largely about the carry. It's largely about just raw fragging for Monty. Then you go over to the Gamer Legion side. For Gamer Legion, Im is like the one fragging out overall. Acor frags out CT side. Shuhi is the IGL and can frag pretty decently CT side. Probably a bit underrated in that sense. Isaac's just all right. The Kios guy, I think's not really that good overall. They're mainly a T-side team, so I largely see this as, can Gamer Legion run their strats and actually execute T-side, or will they get eaten up by CT fragging from the guys on Monty? Don't worry, I'll do the rest of the tournament as well, because then if FaZe Clan, by the way, if Heroic plays against Monty, then, I mean, I actually think Heroic's going to be really strong against them and they can withstand the fragging. When FaZe Clan plays against them, the interesting thing is, I actually think you end up with a scenario where, logically, you should actually, in my opinion, if you're carrying a ban Anubis and float Vertigo, but if you do the Vertigo ban, then you're in a world where I could see, absolutely, they just pick Anubis, at which point in time, you're going to have to pull out some epic shit. You've got to really nail down your overpass and not get out fragged. And the decider would be Nuke, which is like, all right, that's not too bad. That's solid enough. Still a map that Monty can frag on. I think this is where experience gets you through. And some of the players, if one of them, like Boros, doesn't even turn up, or some of them just, SDY just has a few bad rounds, they're not very experienced. War 2K, I don't think will play well at this stage in the tournament. I could easily see them just, this will be like Team Spirit at Antwerp playing against FaZe Clan. FaZe Clan will just overcome them inevitably some way, even if one map's OT or there's a really close one, or it's three maps, they'll find a way. So I think FaZe Clan wins that one too. Then we'll go down here, Team Liquid against Apex. So obviously Liquid, oh, they're down 0-2 in the challenger stage. Everyone abandoned them. Nah, I just won loads of bets betting on them. That was them at their absolute worst. They could almost possibly look with the whole IGL dispute. Players underperforming. Everything's come together since then. Even the best of three they lost against Heroic. That was like one of the series of the tournament. It was great back and forwards. They had the real chances to win it. So I'm actually feeling Liquid. I already felt them for like a dark horse run. And this bracket means semis at least. And then they've got a crack against Vitality. If Vitality show any flaws whatsoever. So I think they're going to beat Apex. I think this is a solid enough one for me. I don't feel like Apex really has the pieces to actually overcome them, even though they've got some good players. So I think actually, if you look at it, obviously Apex is a team that wasn't even really supposed to be here, were they? They've got the people like Steeko, Jacob that you remember, Nork a bit, you might have heard of GL, you won't have any clue who the IGL is. The key thing for me here is this VTOR is one where I actually think you can go a bunch of different ways of your Team Liquid at this point in time. Like Apex is going to ban Nuke, they just always ban Nuke, so that goes without saying. It's not really like the best map for Team Liquid, who really cares on that one? But you have to ban it if it's just your Perma and your Apex. Team Liquid, I actually think logically, they always ban Vertigo, they will ban Vertigo. It's actually one of the somewhat better maps for Apex, so that's decent enough if you're Team Liquid. Then you come through, I think Ancient will be the pick for Apex. It probably should be. It's looking like it's been really good. They beat Team Liquid on it already. They beat BNE. They beat NiP in overtime. It's just been a map that's somehow seen them through. It's a solid enough pick, but Liquid also, they can be streaky on the map, but they can certainly put together rounds, and their fraggers are better than Apex's. So I think Team Liquid picks Inferno. Just seems like it's what they're comfortable with or they like for some reason. If they don't, for me, the other one is you pick Overpass. That seems like the other one that's right there. It's certainly not a good map overall for the guys from Apex. So I think whichever one you pick there, I actually would probably favour them to win. I think they will win their map, Team Liquid. Then Apex bans, I think, Mirage. I think that's just a logical one. It's also one of the better Team Liquid maps. I think Team Liquid bans Anubis, which leaves Overpass as the decider. Not one of the better maps overall for the guys from Apex. So I actually think Team Liquid has the veto edge here. They have the better players, they have the more experience, the call-in angle, who knows on that one. Maybe that part's an interesting component, like how well will Apex call in a big playoffs? Expect the inexperience of some of the Apex players to cost them, even though certainly someone like Jacob can do a lot. There are some player edges you can look at. Like basically, Jacob is an entry god. He is a really solid player, still could be in a much better team. I think Nork is a pretty good CT AWPer. You can certainly frag out. I think GL's just a fragger. He's not really a smart player, big frags. Sticko's a good supportive player, and Kicksand's just whatever. Then you've got on the Team Liquid side, your Kindar is kind of a coin flip on entry, but he can frag. CT Fraggin's been really good, and you'd hope he'd be better in the playoffs. NAF is a tiny bit worse in playoffs, but a T-side claws are quite frankly and strong on both sides. OC is mainly just a CT. AWPer, but I expect to be a bit weaker in the playoffs. So AWPer in battle, maybe just a slight edge to OC now. Elige is like the T entry and a CT fragger, good arena player, and Nitro is usually slightly better fragger than you expect. So I think this one actually, it could certainly be a map loss for Liquid, but I think overall they're going to get through 2-1, probably fairly comfortably, I'd imagine. Then we got Vitality into the Breach, so we got a team that's one of the hottest in the world right now, and in theory should win the tournament, against the team that's like still, you can't even figure out how did they get here, how did it the Breach get here. So if we go look at that Vito, you'll quickly start to realise why. So Vitality is in the blazing form. It's just the problem is, will they do it here? I mean, they've never been in a semi-final of a major with Zero. He's never played in that scenario before. So even though, yeah, best player in the world, we can't know in a semi-final or final if he is or if he'll perform like that. Then you've got the whole factor of like, Spinks, he had that run to a semi, but then he obviously wasn't doing much at the last major. He's been really good recently though. He's really coming to his own as a second star. Magisk is obviously usually quality, but Magisk and Dupree haven't been in a playoff since 2019. Ditto, in terms of going deep for someone like Apex, but obviously he was in the round of eight with Zero at, Stockholm, where they had to play Na'Vi, you just wouldn't lose. Vitality is very much favoured in this series. So I think overall, the interesting thing for me is this, is if you just look at the Vito, let's be real, it's just going to be about all Vitality. But let's imagine there's a proper Vito available here. The Vito, I think, would go into the Breach, ban Nuke. That's just because they always ban Nuke. And quite frankly, it's on paper the best Vitality map. So that's at least good for Into the Breach. You're going to get Vitality off their best map. Then I think Vitality bans Ancient. It's a map that they ban anywhere, all the time. They're actually a very predictable team in terms of ban. So I think they just ban Ancient. I don't necessarily know it's a map I'm scared to play into the Breach on, but let's just ban it and get it out of there anyway. I think Into the Breach picks Inferno. They looked great against the likes of FaZe. They had like a close overtime loss to Na'Vi on it. I think this is just, to me, the one that you just pick if you're into the Breach. It gives you a chance. It's not one of the craziest maps. It's one of the weaker maps in theory for Vitality, even though they used to like it a lot. At which point, I think Vitality actually, here's what's crazy. They could pick Vertigo. Problem is, Into the Breach very strong on that. They could, if Inverno was there themselves, pick it. But I think they pick Anubis. I think Anubis, they've actually just been a very strong team on. They've beaten FaZe, they've beaten OG, they've beaten FaZe again, they've beaten G2. I think this is just a map you pick. And it's, in theory, it's a weak map. It's one that Into the Breach lost to Team Liquid, actually. So I think you pick Anubis there. I think Into the Breach bans Overpass. I think Vitality bans Mirage. I think we're left with a decider on Vertigo, because I think both teams like and just enjoy Vertigo. And quite frankly, I don't think we're getting a Vertigo. And even if we are, I think it's just going to be fragging from Vitality is going to get them there. Vitality themselves, Zero's massive on both sides, but he's also very good on T-side, even for a star AWPer, and will rifle half the time. He has like the second most entry attempts on T-side, and he is a monster on CT-side, assuming he turns up a player. Spinks puts up big T numbers. He's also a good CT player. Magisk is a strong player on T-side, probably stronger than you realise. Dupree's all right, and Apex, it's just about not in it. Now, on the side of Into the Breach, I think the only reason they're here is a few matches, Crucial fragged out CT side. It's mainly a CT AWPer. But quite frankly, it's not that sick on T side. Really not at all. It's Cypher, this young rifler who just shoves it down your throat with rushes with the AK and has really crispy mechanics, actually. It's looking quite good. And so I think he just looks like such a good entry. He's the main reason they're at this point in this tournament, in my opinion. Rallin, the old veteran, fragging out on CT sides. Thought even does decent on T side, at least in this tournament. And then Thomas, actually, 1.00. People are going to think, you don't bother, he's doing an all right job. Seems to be doing his job as an IGL. The problem is, Into the Breach isn't even that good online. Like, there's no reason I could ever pick them in the other matches, in the other phase, and I can't pick them to win this one. They will get battered by Vitality. It'll probably even be a 2-0, maybe even clean. And the experience factor, like, sooner or later, Cinderella run ends. Like, the carriage turns into a pumpkin, and the horsemen just turn into bloody mice or whatever, isn't it? So this is going to be over. So then when we have Liquid versus Vitality, which could be a great series, by the way, I think what happens then, it's quite simple. I think Liquid ban Vertigo like they always do. I think Vitality ban Ancient like they always do. I think Liquid probably picks the overpass they're enjoying. Not a bad chance. I think Vitality picks the Nuke. Liquid just has to play it, just has to hope they can do well on it. I think Team Liquid bans someone like Mirage. I think Vitality bans Inferno. I think Decide is something like Anubis. I think they agreed to play Anubis. The problem is Vitality is heavily favoured over this series. They might even be able to win all of the maps, quite frankly. So I do think the issue is, I don't think overall that Team Liquid can do it on probably the CT side. That's where I'm more concerned. And I'm certainly concerned about anyone matching up to Ziwu if he turns up. I mean, even Sphinx can be as good as anyone on Team Liquid. Naf's going to have to do crazy work closing. Yekindar's going to have to get those entries. Orsi's going to have to give me something, but he's against Ziwu. That's going to be so hard. I just don't think Liquid really is going to do it. I'll give them a chance. If they have the Underdog Gods, I'll probably bet them. And I'll just hope inexperience and Vitality prevails. In terms of like playing as a five-man lineup at this point in the major, obviously people like Magisk, Dupree and Apex are absurdly experienced and have won majors, one in the case of Apex. The problem is I think Vitality gets through. So for me, assuming you get Vitality versus FaZe in the final, a lot of people are going to have it as Heroic and that's totally fine. I think actually that if Heroic gets there, I will take Vitality to win. I'll nearly always side with the biggest hitter and the one that I think has the highest ceiling and can more reliably get there. Whereas Heroic, very, very good, but they are their own worst enemy. Their own mental game destroys them. FaZe Clan is a team with a strong mental game. And that's the key thing for me. So I think actually this final can be pretty interesting overall. I think if you look at it, I think you would probably end up with something like FaZe picks Overpass, Vitality picks Nuke, Decider Anubis. So it's certainly tilted towards the guys from Vitality. It's Vitality's major to lose if there's no Heroic there. And actually, I would obviously, if this was not a major final, probably pick Vitality to win it. But if it's a major final and they get there, I will take Karrigan's Mind. I will take the fragging power of Rops and the clutches. I'll take Brokey and clutches and with the AWP close range. I'll take Rain to step up. I'll take Twist to have the odd big impact round or follow up on a T-side and get a couple of headshots. Maybe win the odd clutch himself. I think FaZe completes the miracle. They shouldn't have been here. They should have lost the first map of the EU Decider bracket. Then they should have been out in the previous phase. Now they obviously, in sports, they're like, oh, there's no way they can make it now. They're going to go out to BNE, but Rops gets the kills. Then Na'Vi has the backs against the wall and Anubis. They come back, they win that. This is a team of destiny. And just like they were in the last year, a team of destiny, but a little bit better, I think they just find a way. And I think when their backs are against the wall, it just activates that animal instinct and they just fight their way out and they do the craziest shit ever. And they are one of the most, they might be the most entertaining team to ever play Counter-Strike. So there you go. FaZe Clan wins the Blast Paris Major. They get the second major of a bunch of their careers and they've got a Grand Slam. And at that point in time, we can actually start talking about, are they a contender for greatest team of all time? Now, if you don't have any crypto, you can make an account on eSportsBet, log in each day for 600 DJT free and use it in competitions. Also, did you know about their first time risk-free bet? If you've never made a bet with crypto on the site before, make a bet. Then go to their Discord, discord.gg/eSportsBet, message the mod mail, say if you lose the bet that you lost it, first time risk-free bet, and they will credit your account with up to your original stake, up to 100 USDT. I would suggest do it on an underdog, so maybe do it on in like in the semis here when Team Liquid plays Vitality, or do it on FaZe against Heroic, or FaZe against Vitality in the finals. Might even get FaZe as an underdog, by the way. I'm going to be betting them the whole way through. Probably going to be betting Team Liquid if the odds are good enough. Yeah, there's the major. The Beatles said they get by with a little help from their friends, but I get by with a little help from my Patreon community. And this video was kindly supported by Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Ahmed Haju, Bot Pounder 420, Toucan, Animosity, Tobias Bernasconi, Jensen Gore, Tosh, and a special thanks always goes out to my main man, Jerky's Minion. Would you like to ask me a question in my monthly video AMA? Do you want teasers to find out who are the upcoming guests? Maybe you want to take part in one of those lengthy but intense esports discussions I have with my donators, or maybe you want to suggest a guest or a topic that I could cover. Well, if any of those tickle your fancy, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today, where in the description box below there is a Patreon link.